Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
The Hosts, a radio play by Celia Gatward for Upstage Theatre Company. The scene is set in a kitchen.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happy...
Oh, that smells lovely. I adore that autumn is here.
Oh, why is that?
Because it means roast season. I love a roast on a Sunday. And you, my darling, well, you do the best roast ever. In fact, it's the very reason I married you.
Oh, you are silly.
Are the potatoes in?
Yes, they are.
Oh, the best bit. So it's all going to plan. Oh, no.
What? What have you forgotten?
It's our turn.
What?
It's our turn.
Oh, no.
I don't want to.
It will be fine, darling.
No, it won't be. You know very well it won't be. Oh, I feel like having a tantrum.
Well, you nearly are.
Oh, gosh. Okay, deep breath. Right. Let's start with the easy ones. Uncle Benny. Well, he is a delight, and he will eat anything. A pancake would be a gourmet meal for Benny, so he can come.
Darling, they're all coming.
Oh, I know. I just don't want them to all come.
Look, listen, it will be fine. They love you very much. They love us very much. And you know they are just, well, you know,
there are no words. I will paint the picture and tell you exactly how Christmas Day is going to go. Exactly, almost to the minute.
Oh, don't be so negative. Come on. The last time we hosted was 4 years ago and, you know, admittedly it was a bit of a disaster. But that was 4 years, okay? The kids are older and, you know, everyone is a bit older.
So you think your mother's going to behave herself because she's a little bit older?
Come on, be kind.
Oh, I am being kind. I'm just annoyed.
I know. Come here.
Okay. Right. Okay. So, well, I'm going to start planning now. In fact, I'm going to get a spreadsheet going and project manage the hell out of Christmas. You are not even going to be able to touch a cracker without it being planned. I promise you, this is going to be the best planned Christmas ever.
There you go. That's it. That's the right approach, darling. Absolutely the right approach. Don't get overwhelmed by their expectations.
Okay. So, Uncle Benny, done. Sorted. Let's go through the rest of the list. So we have to invite Claude, who's the gluten-free pescatarian, and Erica, the vegetarian, Fran, who doesn't eat lamb or beef, and who's she with right now?
It's the artist.
Oh, she's still with the artist?
Yes.
What was his name?
Ben.
Oh, God, so we've got a Benny and a Ben.
Yes, but Ben has bright orange hair with turquoise spikes.
Oh, gosh, that's right. Oh, and what does he eat? Or what does he eat?
He doesn't eat peas.
Oh, that was it. Doesn't eat peas. But why was that?
Because they reminded him of shrunken apples, and it was against his beliefs. Oh. I have no clue.
Oh, I mean, please. Oh, okay, so Benny and Ben, Claude, Erica and Fran. Okay, they are all quite low maintenance, apart from the gluten, pescatarian, vegetarian, lamb, beef, fish and peas, obviously. The peas, for goodness sake. And then we go into... Oh, yes. Yes, Betty. Lovely Betty. Yes, Betty can come.
They're all coming, darling.
I know. But just let me pretend for now that I have a choice in who comes. So Betty always compliments the puddings.
Mm-hmm. She always compliments the pudding because she's almost a type 2 diabetic and has a serious sugar addiction.
Oh, I know. But I love her. And she is very funny when she has a few wines.
Yes, but don't you remember...
Oh, yes, okay. Well, let's make sure she's not sitting next to any candles this time, okay?
Okay, deal.
So we have Betty. Who's next? Oh, you see I'm pausing as we're getting nearer the danger list. So we have the kids. Do we have them on a separate table?
They probably won't want to feel cordoned off. They're getting quite big now.
Big? Well, what do you mean?
Three of them are teenagers.
Oh, I know, but they're teenagers and sulky and hormonal and... Whoa.
No, everyone in together, darling.
Okay. Well, so the teenagers are what they are. And then, we've got the 7 and the 8-year-old. Oh, and they fight. So we must make sure they're separated. They always compete over who got what for Christmas and how many presents they got. And your cousins, Camilla, and her husband, well, I'm sorry, but they always overdo Christmas.
Be kind.
Well, I know, but I'm just venting. I need to vent.
Okay, you vent.
Right, okay, so we have it. Oh, I've lost count. Well, now is the true danger list. This is where I'm on quicksand, my darling.
I know.
So... Your sister.
Yes.
And Geoffrey.
Yes.
And Margaret and your brother.
Yes.
Which mountain has he just come back from?
K2.
That's it. No doubt we will hear all about it extensively. So, Margaret and Dean, and then obviously... Oh, you see, I'm actually... My throat, it's actually constricting... So, your mother?
Yes, my mother.
I'm sorry. I know that I sound like I'm being really dramatic here. It's just, well, your mother will expect the full works, obviously, as most people do on Christmas. I'm not being unfair here. But then we must also throw in like three birds, is it? Or maybe we should make it 5.
Don't be so daft.
So, the birds, then the chicken, and then the turkey, and the gluten-free nut roast, and, oh my gosh, what else? The salmon, the beef, the goose. I mean, it was like a royal banquet last year. I just...
Why are you trying to keep up with them, Jess?
Well, I'm not. I just always feel so judged. I mean, we had that disastrous year that everyone always reminds us of. And then, well, we've had them host the last 3 years, which has been culinary perfection. I mean, it's almost as if they've hired... Let's hire a caterer.
What?
Oh, my God, yes! Yes, yes, yes!
What are you talking about?
Oh, let's do it. Let's hire a caterer.
I think you're going a bit far with this, Jess. You're going a bit extreme.
No.
It's not going to be that bad. Our normal Christmas, kind of a little bit cobbled together, a little bit late, a little bit burnt.
Mm.
It's going to be fine. It's ours. It's fine.
No. We are going to hire someone. We're going to hire... A magician, and she's going to come in, or he, and they're going to... Oh, my God. I can already smell the turkey. I can smell the beef. Oh, it's going to be amazing.
I thought I did the best roast.
Oh, you do, my darling. You do wonderful roasts. But this magician will come in and create the feast to beat all feasts. And then, oh, my goodness, and then the puddings... I'm thinking Nigella's, New York cheesecake, a Frangelico, tiramisu, chocolate sponge. Oh, and of course, Christmas pudding to set alight.
Mm-hmm, not near Betty.
Oh, no. So, that's it. That's the way we go. We do that. All in secret. And she has to hide. She'll hide in the kitchen. And then we'll just pretend, okay? We'll pretend we did it all. Oh, in fact, we'll work it out.
I think you are quite bonkers.
Oh, I know. But we have a way, don't we? We have a way of saving money at the moment. So we can offset it, you know?
What do you mean?
Well, we can kind of offset the savings each month. You know, a little bit of savings as we go. Each weekend, we can just save a little bit more.
Oh, yes. Well, yeah. I suppose that's one way of looking at it.
It just means sticking to chicken for a while.
Oh, okay. I love chicken.
Yes, me too. I love chicken.
Okay, deal.
Yay! I will start researching caterers. Oh, it's going to be... Oh, who's that? Oh, hello. How are you, Gerald? Nice to see you. You're all good? Is everything okay next door?
Hello, Jess. All is fine, fine. It's just, you know, our project.
Well, yes, I think it's fantastic. I think you're a prime example to the neighbourhood. Well, in fact, the town.
Well, yes, we are doing our best. But it's a bit good life, though, isn't it? Ah, well, we're not in Surbiton, though. Anyway, oh, it happened again.
Oh, what did?
We had another visit from the fox.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Got another of our birds.
Oh, no. What a shame, Gerald.
I don't suppose your cameras might have caught anything.
Well, I'll tell you what, Gerald. We'll have a look. We're just having Sunday lunch here, and then we'll have a look a bit later, and I'll let you know. But I don't hold up much hope. We didn't see anything last time. But maybe we can reposition the cameras a bit. But foxes, you know, it's their nature. It's what they do. Anyway, I'm sorry, I've got to get on. I've got to go and baste the beef.
Beef?
Oh, sorry, I mean turkey. Oh, no, actually, chicken. Chicken today. Oh, we've just been talking about Christmas. And it's got me all confused, Gerald. Anyway, it was so nice to see you. And we must get you guys round. Come round soon, okay? Anyway, take care. And we'll keep an eye out, I promise. Bye for now.
Thanks, Jess. Enjoy your lunch. And do let me know about the footage, please.
Oh, I will do. Take care. Oh, gosh. I can't believe I said roasted beef. You can smell its chicken a mile off. Well, I just got slightly guilty.
Don't be daft. He thinks it's a fox. Come on, can you set the table while I carve the bird?
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 12 drummers drumming, 11 pipers piping, 10 lords a-leaping,
9 ladies dancing,
8 maids a-milking,
7 swans a-swimming,
6 geese a-laying,
5 gold rings,
5 golden rings,
4 calling birds,
3 French hens,
2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree, and a partridge in a pear tree.
You have been listening to The Hosts by Celia Gatward, edited by Colin Hansford, performed by Celia Gatward and John Louis Williams. Music supplied by YouTube.
Upstage Surrey, creating entertainment, written and performed by local people, for local people.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.